I want to begin by asking you some about the kinds of clothes you might have worn while working outside. What kind of shirts would you have worn? What were they made out of? Did they have a name?
Oh, the old blue Cambria, I believe they called it. Just the old blue. Sure, that's about the cheapest you could get, 25 to 50 cents maybe a piece.
Can't get a shirt that cheap anymore, can you?
No, you can still buy them if they look something like that, but for $7 or $8 a year. And then overalls, of course. Levi's. Called Levi's.
Okay.
Overall, now wore a lot of bib overalls. I like the bib overalls, the ones with suspenders and bib comes up over it. Gives you more protection wearing out.
Do you ever wear coveralls?
Some. I didn't too much. I guess in later years after I got tractor and running tractor, I put coverall on, and then you could just pull it off, you know.
Right. Was there ever a thing called waist overalls? Was that something different?
Well, that would be like these here.
Okay.
Just waist, yeah.
Would they have had another name for pants? Would they have, what kind of pants would you worn? You mentioned Levi's. Is that what you would have worn?
Yeah.
What are those made out of? Just
denim.
Okay.
Well, you got a pair of them on there.
Did they ever call them trousers, or is trousers?
Yeah, I've heard term trouser. Yeah.
In the winter when it was really cold, I'm sure you wore some kind of coat.
Yeah.
What kind would you have worn mostly?
Oh, jacket or overcoat.
What were they made out of?
Sometimes they were sheep line, but what material was, I don't
know. Okay. So sometimes wool would have been made out of wool.
Well, I suppose. What the shell was, really.
Did you ever wear anything underneath your shirt and your pants that were longer to keep you warm in the winter?
Long underwear.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what would it have been made out? What would it have been made out of?
Well, it could have been wool if you could wear wool. That's kind of stickery, itchy. But then there's cotton.
Okay.
Cotton was probably the more practical, I guess. For all purposes.
Never call them long handles, or
yeah.
And I'm wondering what kind of shoes you would have worn out working in the fields, out working on the ranch.
Well, leather shoes, probably an 8-inch leather shoe.
Okay.
For the most part.
Okay.
Except in wintertime, while you wore overshoes, you'd put them over those. And of course, there were these old German socks that they wore, you know. That was a,
what's
was
that?
A felt. It was a felt that come clear up to almost your knees, and it was about yay thick.
About an inch thick?
Well, 3/4 anyway.
Quarters.
And then there would be a rubber overshoe that would come up to about, probably 6-8 inches high, probably.
Mm.
And then you felt it came up over that, but that German sock went clear over your foot, and then this other leather came in. That's what really keep you warm. I don't know if I might have had a pair of them, I don't know.
Mm. Did you ever wear cowboy boots?
No, yeah, I did in later years. Not too much.
Didn't wear much when you were working?
No, they're not practical to work in. They're very comfortable for riding. When I was riding horseback on Forest Service, well, of course,